and monitoring.
KC4AEG mobile.
KO4AEG, KO4RMM. I'm just off Pelham Road in East Greenville.
AEC4AG. Well, that's nice. How you doing today? I'm right over here off of Old Spartanburg over here. I guess this is Brushy Creek. Sorry. I'm headed over to my sister's house here in town out of Kentucky. But I'm living up there now. How you doing today?
Be here. Run a little behind today. Just taking some days off, slept in. I've been pretty lazy today, to tell you the truth. I'm just going to tell on myself here. Got in the car here and with the wife. We're going to start to run a few errands, and I'm headed that direction, actually.
That's good. I was staying with my sister, and she pulled the toilet paper holder off of her wall, so I ran up to the Ace Hardware to grab some hollow wall anchor to fix it.
Put you in for the Citizen Alpha 1 Award.
About all that, but I like doing stuff like that. I talked to somebody on this repeater, coming down from Caesar's Head that was in Asheville on the top of a parking garage at a hospital one day. This is a pretty good repeater.
It's KO4RMM. I've not been in this business very long, but I found that this is, for me at least, this is the best and strongest and most visited repeater of any that I have hit upon personally.
Seems like a real good one. I thought about even maybe trying to join the club that runs it. I guess I think it's the BRARS, Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, maybe.
That's an A firm on that. They're a great bunch. I need to go ahead and join because that's just the right thing to do. I've been using a repeater for 5 months now, so I need to earn my keep, do the right thing. I have not come across a better club, and I've heard nothing but good things about them.
Yeah, they seem like they got it going on. Got a good website. Found a Facebook. I found them on the Facebook group that they have and joined it. But I think about actually join the club. The you know what the weather's supposed to be like here this weekend?
But I don't. I haven't checked in today. I've just been sort of hibernating today. So I have an ICOM mobile right now. I could probably check the weather, get on the weather band. No, I don't know what it's supposed to do this weekend.
Yeah, I'm on a 5100 in the truck here. What kind of radio are you on?
ICOM 2750A or 2720, I think that's it.
Real good radio. That's a real good one. Well, I'm just pulling up here to the hizzy. I'm going to hop off here. It was good talking to you. What was your call sign again? I'm sorry.
No problem. That's going to be KO4RMM. And my name's Kurt. I'm in East Greenville. Go ahead with your call sign and first name, and I'll do my best to remember it.
AC4AG, Alpha Charlie 4, Alpha Golf. Name here is Austin. And it's nice to meet you, Kurt. Maybe I'll talk to you again sometime on here. KO4RMM, this is AC4AG, and I'll be clear on your final.
4AG, Austin. Appreciate and enjoy the QSO, sir, and a good day to you.
four hells to get a portable.
LZIKO4RMM mobile.
I'm talking about wanting to join the club. The website is BRARS.CC.
RARS.CC, correct?
RARS.CC. Matter of fact, it being December, it's about time that everybody's got to pay up the dues again anyway.
I think you got me hooked now. All you got to do is reel me in.
Well, just let me know, you and the other station both, that's the website for the Buyers Club, and it'll tell you everything else when you go there and look it up that you need to know about it. And there's also the option if you want to do a pre-net check in there too. You'll see it on there as well.
4LZIKO4RMM, copy that. I will be getting on that website when I get back to the house, running a couple of errands with a little lady at present.
Well, I'd let y'all know that I was just monitoring this conversation and let y'all know that. So, KI4LZI portable, going back just to monitor.
KI4LZI, please get the QSO. Your voice and handle is familiar to me. I've heard you a number of times. Where's your domicile?
That's that, KI4LZI portable. What was that? Up under the repeater over here below Table Rock State Park. Y'all was talking about the repeater. If y'all know about the TV station, WYFF, they got a tire up on Caesar's Head that's close to 1,000 foot. Well, the repeater antenna for this repeater's up at the 450-foot level on that TV tire on Caesar's Head.
Outstanding repeater, I gotta tell you. I think it's up around 3,500 feet, if I'm not mistaken. And you're living in God's country, being in proximity to it.
500 feet is just a mountain. That don't count the 450-foot level up on the tire with the repeater antenna there.
Well, I guess we can just call it 4,000, just to be for round numbers.
This repeater's been on the air ever since 1973, and I first heard it and found out about amateur radio through this repeater in Christmas of 1976 when I got my first receiver that would receive the 2-meter band.
For LZIKO4RMM, I just got my technician license late June of this year. Before that, I bought myself a Bearcat scanner, and this is the first repeater that it really hit on good with a clear signal. And I was listening to y'all on that scanner right there at 146.010 for several months, so this is just seems to be the best 2-meter repeater around.
LZI portable, same as me, except I started listening Christmas of 1976. I didn't never get my license to 05, but from Christmas of 76 on, I did get my license. I pretty much monitored this repeater almost continuously.
This has been around almost since I've been around. Let's see. November of 72 is when I punched through the veil and came into this world. So, yeah, that's, better side of 50 years.
In that case, the clubs had many different repeaters up, but they went through many, many repeaters up there over the decades, but There's always been one up since 73, and I started monitoring when I got my first receiver, like you were saying there. They had 2 meters on it in 76, and I monitored on and off from then on, and ultimately later, a few years later, got me an HF receiver too, and I learned a lot just from monitoring, and finally, when the code requirement was dropped in 05, I went ahead and got my license.
I'm going to be doing a lot of listening to you. I'm sure you're a fount of knowledge. I'm just trying to listen to some of the more experienced folks. They really know what you're talking about, and I've got a lot to learn. I'm just a newbie. I'm under no delusions. I'm just a newbie.
I was listening after Walt's net on Tuesday evening. After Walt secures the net on Tuesday evening during the round table part on Tuesday evening. The bad thing about it is a lot of the real old timers are already silent keys from this repeater. We lost one back in early May, K4SUG.
K4SUG, is that what you said? You said he passed away?
He used to be the trustee for the repeater for many, many years. He passed away back in early May.
Big loss right there. I'm sorry. Anytime somebody moves on, they take the experience with them.
I've monitored this. There's all kinds of call signs I've heard here that are long, long gone.
I was on the two-meter net session a few weeks ago, and there was some talk about some way to memorialize some of the really good old handles that have moved on, and a way to keep their legacy alive to some, and sort of in a way introduce some of the new hammers to who these people were. You know, obviously you can't meet them personally, but you can kind of get familiar with who they were and their legacy.
Boy, how's he got pulled for a deal? I got my license in 05, and I met up with Ray in 07 sometime when I got my general class license, because he let me borrow an HF rig until I got a transceiver of my own. But I had heard him on here long, long before I ever had my license. Ray was the father of the current club president, Johnny Allison, WD4DYH.
I wonder if there's any kind of memorial, monthly newsletter or bulletin we do as a club, or y'all, listen to me, I'm not even a member yet, y'all do as a club, and maybe each month do like a memorial page of hammers that, left an impression, or were, you know, obviously worthy of being remembered.
Boy, LZI Portable Friday. You go to that web page, there's a part, I can't remember exactly which part, where Ray goes through the history of how this repeater first come about being in 1973 up until, I guess, what was it? Had to quit being the trustee of it and had to turn it over to some of the others. And there's also, I can't remember, you were talking about a newsletter? It's on that website, too. Have to go to the website to read it. It's online nowadays.
KI4ILZKO4RMM.
KI4ILZKO4RMM.
These are the best night for the rag cheese. Is that where you coming from?
Yes, is it's for new people like you. The net control on that night, K4OIM started a round table type thing that's after the net on Tuesday night, and people like you can ask any questions you got, and we try to help out all the newbies we can try to answer their questions. You got in a hole somewhere, did you? Tells the guy portable standing by.